Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Reynolds is News Nation's national political correspondent. He joins us on WGN. Dean, it's John. You're on the air. How are you today?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Been a fan of yours, watched you for years. I appreciate you joining us on my little radio show today, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So what are you most interested in hearing tonight at the presidential debate?
Well, I'll be looking at this from a couple of perspectives. One is tactically. The president is an unorthodox debater, and Mr. Biden is more a traditional debater. And if the president is true to form, there will be sort of a fire hose of information, perhaps questionable information, points that are not easily and quickly refuted, but sort of hang in the air. How will Biden deal with that kind of thing? Because as I understand it, Chris Wallace, the moderator, has already said he's not going to be, you know, the fact checker in chief. So that will pose something of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you know, there's a very low bar here for Biden in the debate, because the president and his allies have said repeatedly, or suggested repeatedly, that, you know, the former vice president may not be all there, or his mental acuity is not what it once was. So if Joe Biden comes on the stage and is just minimally competent and doesn't make any particular gaffe, confusing countries or forgetting names or something like that, then that's a plus for him. I think it was a trap set by the Trump campaign that may actually close on them now if Biden is, you know, like I say, competent during the debate.
Yeah. Well, we've all heard some of that rhetoric from the Trump team, so much so that they say Biden needs to take a drug test just to make sure that
right.
He's able tonight. He wants him to pass a drug test. I presume he means they both would. But at the same time, the president is on record in the last week or so as saying that Biden has the advantage. He's been in politics for half a century. Trump's been president for not even 4 years. Biden knows how to do this. Trump does not. So he does seem to be sort of trying to now lay another foundation in case he needs that.
Right. That was a sort of a late restructuring of their argument within the last 2 weeks that, you know, Biden, the great tested debater, mm-hmm. has come into play alongside the rallies where the president is questioning his mental acuity. So it's kind of, you know, either he's a great debater or, you know, he's a doddering old fool.
Yeah.
And you can't be both.
Hunter, the Joe Biden's son, is really any of his children are topics that tend to set Joe Biden off. I don't know that the president, via Chris Wallace's questions, is going to really have a lane to get there, but he might just build his own road, right? Do you expect that he'll try and find something to make Joe Biden angry and kind of knock him off?
Well, that's what we've been led to believe. You know, there have been some reports that that's what he's going to try to do, but the Biden people read the same reports, so they'll probably have some sort of a ready riposte. And certainly on the question of finances or, you know, corruption or whatever, you know, read the New York Times this week, whether you believe the Times or not, they've laid out a whole bunch of information regarding the president's taxes, and in a very unflattering light. I think, you know, that's going to be low-hanging fruit for the Democrat tonight if Chris wants to go there with them. You know, taxes or personal integrity is not one of the topics, though their respective records is, and it might fit in there.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That's interesting, because I thought there's really not a topic. He's announced his six, and Donald Trump's taxes or business practices are not among them. But I guess under that umbrella, Chris Wallace presumably can do anything he wants. A lot of times you ask him a question and they give you an answer to a question that's entirely different anyway. So I guess Biden will have a chance to try and score points. I wonder if that would be a good use of his time. Joe Biden's going to get about 45 minutes of talking time. And frankly, I'm not certain that this New York Times story, however deep the coverage is going to move people one way or another. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's the thing about these debates. The parts of the country have already begun voting. If you look back in history, other debates have moved the needle very little. Some have proved to be pivotal. The Reagan-Carter debate in 1980, when Reagan just sort of stood up to Carter and removed a lot of doubts about him, that was a pivotal encounter, as was Kennedy and Nixon. Kennedy looking tan, Nixon looking sweaty, you know. But by and large, I defy people to remember a moment from, let's say, the Clinton-Dole debate of 1996, or even the McCain-Obama debate of 2008. These things are, I'd say, they can move the needle maybe 3 points, but in a close election, that could be a lot. That could be decisive. Lastly, the thing I read this morning, which I thought was really spot on, is if you watch this debate tonight and you don't know who won, it's probably Biden's victory, because all Biden has to do is maintain the status quo. And if you're left looking at it and you're, well, I don't know who won this thing tonight, that's all to the good for Biden. The president has to, according to the polls, he has to upset this. He has to change the narrative, the direction of this campaign. And if he's able to do that, and you can look at this and say, wow, you know, the president really cleaned Biden's clock tonight, then obviously the president would prevail.
Dean Reynolds is the News Nation national political correspondent. And you see him weeknights over there at News Nation from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock locally. Nice to talk to you, Dean. We'll visit again soon. I appreciate your thoughts on this.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for joining us.